God damn it, my controller broke again. There's so many, but they're all kind of boring, you know? Wish I could get a unique custom one, but that's probably not possible.
Actually, Rocker, it is. Thanks to Mod Junkies, you can design your own controller, submit a design of your own, or give our artists an idea. They'll mock up a design for you. You approve it, and we'll create it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But what if I want a turbo button? You know, like the old controllers had. I could totally own noobs with my Wormwood then.
We can do that too. Mod Junkies rapid fire mods are uniquely designed with first person shooters in mind. You simply hold down the trigger and mow down the competition.
Yes! They'll never know what hit them.
Hey, listen, bud. I love my Elite controller. There's no way I'm trading in my paddles.
Luckily, kid, you don't have to. Mod Junkies can design Elite controllers as well. We can custom map buttons on PS4 controllers, standard Xbox One controllers, and even last-gen PS3 and Xbox 360 controllers.
A custom Elite controller? That's rad!
This all sounds good and all, but these can't possibly be legal in tournaments, right?
They are! All our controllers are MLG, UMG certified, and approved. Used by many professional teams in competition play, even at COD championships.
Parenthesis, sound excited in parenthesis. That's awesome. I can finally get my KD up with one of these controllers.
That's the spirit, kid. Thanks, Mod Junkies.
Mod Junkies will not guarantee a rise in your KD, grip strength, or arm motions. Please use at your own discretion.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. This is the Mod Junkies Tales podcast, officially branded.
Hey, wait! We didn't talk about that.
No, this is
we're not complete.
This is Anthem Tales well, podcast.
Oh yeah.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Episode 49.
Oh, so close! So close!
Getting close.
Almost over the hill.
Oof, gosh. It's like having an almost boner. I'm trying to work out some technical stuff, some possibilities for our last, or not our last.
Our last episode.
It might be our last episode.
Last episode.
For our, is it our, are we going to celebrate our 50th? I thought it was the 52nd episode.
Well, 51 would actually.
Are we a year in yet?
Well, 50 is actually at a year because we didn't do one around Christmas time, and we had a pilot episode, which would be
now we're first, actually. So. According to, I remember on our old podcast hosting site, it was June 12th, I believe, was our.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's happy birthday.
This is the one.
Well, no. I mean, I guess it could be.
It is.
Is it?
It is the one.
Yes, that'd be tomorrow.
Well, no, but number wise, it's not the actual one. Are we going to celebrate tonight?
This is way too technical now.
June, let's get it over with.
This is our 1 year anniversary.
we're taking the whole month.
We're awesome.
Maybe by the second year, we'll be able to figure this out.
No.
Do we start keeping track now or next week or the week after that?
I thought we were going to celebrate at 52. I thought I still had like 3 weeks to go.
I think that's a great idea.
I thought 50 was going to be a
You always think you'll go longer than you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do always think that.
That's what she said.
Every time.
But let's get a little housekeeping stuff out of the way first.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, I bet you did. Housekeeping stuff. DadTalesPodcast.com. Go there. And you could find all our things. You could find our Discord link, which is fantastic. We have a ton of awesome guys in there, a ton of awesome chats. And we want you.
Chats?
We want you to get in there. Yeah. Yeah, you listening to this? Yeah, that's right. You in the grocery store, / in your car, / at work, / changing diapers, / gaming. Yeah, you. Get your fucking ass in the Discord. Stop screwing around.
Hey, you listening on a bus? Not you. I don't want you in there. Sorry, bud.
No.
Public transit.
Yeah. You gotta draw the line.
No, I'm not being elitist. I take public transit every day. I'm just saying that guy in particular, I don't want him in the Discord.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you say.
You know who you are.
Well, it's okay.
Sometimes we let Stu pass some rules, and that's one of them. Sorry, you on the bus, can't come in. Also, Patreon. Got some really awesome stuff in there. Go check that out. Patreon.com. You could look up Dad Tales Podcast. We've got some pretty cool rewards on there. And I think that's about... Oh, and our clan. Yeah. Feel free to join the clan, too. So there's that. But also another important thing that has happened. Dad Tales Podcast now has a sponsor, guys.
Oh, yeah. We got Dyson. Heck yeah.
It's not
Patron Tequila.
No, it's not Dyson. It's not Patron.
It's Microsoft?
Not, no. It's not Sony? Any of those. No.
Bungie?
No, it's Mod Junkies.
Apple?
Charles what? Jr.
No, it's Mod Junkies.
So you guys don't know this, but
Red Bull?
But I had some companies approach me earlier about sponsorships. So Audi Canada, I'm gonna turn you down for now.
Yeah, you will.
But if that sweet A4 ends up in my driveway, we might have room for you guys too.
What if there was like some gamer guy who was like the manager of the Audi Toronto, whatever, and like called you up? Well, I don't know if he would know how to get a hold of you. Maybe he would like message your gamer tag or whatever. But that'd be pretty
as long as he doesn't forget the underscore.
No.
Well, you know, what can I say? Making podcasts about stupid video games, you know, you can get famous like that. So,
but for reals though, we do have an awesome new sponsor, new only sponsor, I should say. So hopefully by this time that this goes out, our discount code will be available. That is for 10% off at modjunkies.com, and our discount code is DTP. So check it out. Actually, excuse me. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. But what these guys do is they make custom controllers, and these controllers can be anything. You could design your own controller, pretty much everything we said in the intro, but you can go there. Hey, don't take my word for it. Go to modjunkies.com. That's modjunkies.com. Easy does it. So, yeah. So thank you so much, Mod Junkies, for sponsoring us. It's very awesome of you. It's
we're really rolling the dice on this one.
hey! They've never sponsored a podcast. We've never accepted a sponsor.
No.
We're in this relationship together, guys.
None of that.
Let's move forward.
Totally equals here, right? Yes.
A whole bunch of noobs.
So yeah, so check them out. Yeah, they actually do have some really cool stuff. I wonder what exactly they would put on the controllers. Do you think it's
I was thinking of that.
Do you think it's too soon in our relationship that I see?
I think it is. I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit here.
Okay,
take it slow.
You know what I'm gonna say though.
We'll date a little
penis.
Bit.
Penis.
You know? Okay. All right. Shh, bro. That's what
I'm ruin this.
That's what I'm
gonna This is okay. Every time you talk about doing housekeeping, I want to go out there. Okay, everybody, stop.
This is why we can't.
Imagine Justin in a French maid outfit and just ruin the. You know
what's
thing.
Funny? That's what I think about when I say housekeeping. Anyway, we're not gonna make this like a 5-minute commercial in the beginning.
Want me actually, fluff pillow?
It's kind of turned into a 10-minute commercial actually, but yeah. So anyway, we're super excited about that, and that that code again is DTP. Hopefully, it works by the time this goes out.
If not,
it's just the tight ship that we run around.
That's
here.
Right. That's just another day at Dad Tales Podcast. And so I guess I should introduce all the fellas here. We have Rocker. What's going on, Rocker? How's your weekend, dude?
Oh, weekend was good. Week was a little rough, but yeah, weekend was good.
Yeah, I heard you got like lots of naps and stuff in. It must be fucking nice.
Yesterday, yeah. Pretty much slept and watched TV until like, was it like 3?
I hate you.
We were
and
so
I tried napping today, but my girlfriend kept waking me up trying to watch Firefly.
Dude, ugh. We were so busy all weekend. Like, I was outside doing stuff all day. I'm hot down here because my neck is all sunburned. We were busy again today. We go to Dylan's hockey game. We get home at 5. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go relax. She's like, oh, you're not going to finish the bookshelf that you're building? I'm like, I'm like, it's 5 o'clock. Like, when am I going to relax? It's the weekend. Well, you said you were going to get it done, and we can't. So, it, like, basically, I got guilted into finishing it.
Good old
it.
Honey-do list.
Yeah. And then guess what? I finish it. We take it upstairs to Dylan's room.
it don't
and
fit.
I didn't measure right.
It's oh, just, no.
I measured from wall to wall, but I didn't take into account the frame.
Door seams.
No, the frame on the window. So, no big deal. I just have to...
Just have to redo it.
I just have to throw it in the trash.
Just have to alter it and start over. Do this fucking thing.
He's gonna smash it with a sledgehammer.
Justin's gonna send out the video. It's gonna be. I threw it on the ground.
No, I'll send you a picture. It's 10 feet long. It's 10 feet by 17 by 15.
Yeah, it is.
And so I built bookshelves in between his two closets, and then this one was gonna go over top of it, and then crown molding around.
It's got a lot of books, guys.
Well, it's just. Put craps and, you know, awards and Legos and all that shit on. But it just, you know, we just wanted the room to look nice and add a little craftsmanship into it. And
at least you made a cool sword.
Yeah, I did make a pretty cool wooden sword. So that was nice. We also have with us Boost. What's up, Boost?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man.
Hot as balls here today.
It's hot as balls in this basement.
Is right that now. The fun fact?
No.
Oh.
But the fun fact is, if you consistently fart for 6 years and 9 months, you'll produce enough gas to create an atomic bomb.
Wow.
6 years and 9 months.
Broke 6 years and 9 months.
So just like one long sustained...
Yeah.
For like...
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine how good it would feel if you put like a if you put like an air hose in your mouth? And it would blow air out of your butthole. You know what I mean? Like, if it just was just, like,
no,
went right
no
through
idea
a tube.
What the hell do you mean?
I don't know what that means.
I, like, if you were, like, I mean, basically, humans are, like, one are like a gigantic donut, right? Because it's just, we have a hole that runs right, like, this hole down to this hole is just, it's just a continuous tunnel.
I don't know what the hell they taught you in school, but it's not exactly like that.
I know that.
There's a lot of, stuff that goes on in between. Justin's all about
more like a long tooth, not a hole.
I'm just saying, like, if it was, I realize there are valves and there are things. I work in fucking medicine. I know how it works. But what
are you
if?
Sure?
Yeah, but what if you just could put an air hose and it blew air in and it just, it like cleaned, like. Like if you're cleaning out like a tube or something with like a,
okay.
So basically, kind of like Justin's if you're got like, a fetish of being his own human centipede.
If you're like siphoning gas,
I just
like,
think that would feel good.
So we had a sponsor for like 10 minutes. It looks like I think. That was pretty good, guys.
All right.
I think we have room to improve.
All right. Who should I apply to next? No, I'm just kidding. All right. We also have Barbecue with us. What's up?
Well, I made to rank 5 on both PlayStation and Xbox, so, you know, finally. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of how I feel. I'd get to level 4 and be like, oh, I'll play later, and then never did.
I'm going to try and make it to rank 5 on PS4. I'm going to try.
Yeah. But, you know, right now I'm having fun with my Merce vacuum for my foot. That's super fun.
Yeah, that sounds gross. I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is.
It's actually called a wound vac. I have a...
Oh, okay. All right. No, we're good.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
We're good. Rocker.
Hey. Sue. I'm going to send pictures to you guys one day. You guys are going to be like, oh, hell no.
I'm fine. Stu, what's up, man?
Hey, Stu. How are you?
Stu has a fully operational jerk-off station now.
Well, I'm not going to deny it. So, I don't know. It's not fully operational. I still have to hook up the speakers, but...
Well, you got a nice little setup down there.
The sound is optional, though. You know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have, for the first time in a long, long time, my own little gaming area. So I'm not gonna just be
quote unquote.
I think that, you know, honestly, this television here is probably the only one in the house that I could not get porn on. And the only thing hooked
up. Television
to
has a real problem with it. What?
No, it's just the Xbox is like, hooked up there.
My television is morally opposed to playing porn.
Guys, let's be serious.
It goes, and it comes up, nope.
Let's be serious here.
Okay, all right.
We all have smartphones, okay?
We do.
I don't need a jerk off station. I got the portable wherever I need anywhere.
The jerk off hub.
There you go.
Too, so there you go.
Yeah. Stu told a fantastic joke that I'm going to clip and put at the end of the podcast. So
you know,
if you'd be so kind as to listen to the entire thing, you are going to be in for a treat.
I got to tell you, the joke is freaking hilarious.
It's amazing.
That much, that's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
But not as funny as what we witnessed.
No, not as funny as what's going to be there.
It involves a vacation, a tent, a barbecue, and a couple of dudes. Some guy with a big hat.
Not this barbecue, a different barbecue.
No, no, like an actual, like a little hibachi.
Okay.
And a guy with a big, tall hat.
Oh.
Is that a vibrator?
Like Curious George.
Was there freezing involved?
No, sir.
Man with the yellow hat.
Okay.
I thought a hibachi was a vibrator.
No, a hibachi is... It's like a little
like
barbecue.
A little grill, and it's like the coals sit right underneath.
Hitachi?
The
no.
Hitachi's a Hitachi giant makes... brand that cools.
They make TVs.
All right. Let's move on.
Oh, all this, look at this guy. All of a sudden, he's gone corporate. and next up, you're not a guest, are you? Would you consider yourself a guest?
Not really.
All right.
I think he's friend of the
honorary
show.
Honorary
friend of the
member.
Show.
He gets friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Meep J.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
It's good to be back.
Hey.
What up?
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
It's been a while.
I have to say, I still listen to our last episode together fondly, but I really only listen to one part of it.
When you tell the listeners to go F themselves?
Yeah, that's the part of it. Hold on, what is it? I think it is, it's like 5 minutes of Jatoni talk, followed by 10 minutes of the Big Ding Dong.
Big Ding Dong.
And then going into telling the listeners, hey, send me an email. Hey, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I don't want your email.
Yeah. That'll be episode 41 for anyone in the dark.
Episode No Scope Jatoni for all you new guys out there.
The Big Ding Dong.
Hey. You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll be part of the club after that. So this week we played some Destiny. Nothing really new is happening in Destiny right now, but we played it nonetheless. You guys, what'd you get? Did you guys run some King's Fall this week?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What's that?
Okay.
Just trying.
I played a little bit of Iron Banner on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Iron Banner is fun.
That's about it.
Yeah. I was looping noobs left and right. It was awesome.
I really like Supremacy now that there's less shotguns.
Yeah, it feels like a different game.
I was running into some shotguns.
They're out there. But it's not just every single encounter is in a shotgun. Mm.
It's not a lot of fusion rifles.
That. It's crazy.
I went back to my old Matador and Twilight Garrison. And Kvostov. I love Kvostov.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's my jam right now.
I was using that the other night, too, I think.
Secret sauce.
Baroque and I had quite a time. We played over on PS4.
The station?
We ran a raid.
No, we tried.
Did you?
I was going to say,
we ran one. We ran with Davis and Hatchy Dave and Drafty and me and Broke and.
So would you?
What was the other?
Consider
guy? Sorry, there was
PlayStation guys like the C team.
No. Where was? Hold on. What was it? Two of the guys have never done it, and then
It was two or three of them had never done it. Yeah. You and me were under light because I think I was 384 when we started. So I know, and you were 370 something. I mean, we were right there, and two had never done it.
Yeah, two had never done it.
And then.
It was no, never done a raid. I don't think.
So
we got into a little trouble at the bridge, but we did the whole like, you know, okay, well you go this time, and then you know we'll try this, and we switch that around, and it just you know we got caught up there when we were running it with low watt. We got caught up a little bit longer, you know, running this, but eventually we got it, and so we actually stopped at Crota, just because we just didn't have, it got really late. so late that I forgot.
3:30 a.m. No one's brain works.
So late I forgot to post the podcast. So, and yeah, but it was fun. I mean,
you,
don't get me wrong.
You ruined my morning.
It was fun. Yeah, I know. Risordo was sending me DMs like, "Hey, you gonna post a new podcast today?" I'm like, "Dude, let me wake up first." It was like literally like 7 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, checked my Twitter. It's like, oh shit, I didn't post the podcast last night. Apparently,
easy.
But
he's a big fan of the show. Which I have him on sometimes.
He is a big fan of the show. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
But we
not like me friend of the show.
Not like not like me friend of the show.
Not
like,
a super friend, okay. But you know, just a regular.
Like no, get on like the show him. Someday. No,
let's get real. Friend of not the like show. Me.
Not a BFF of the show.
Just I've heard that too.
Yeah, Meef's the best friend of the show.
Me and and Broke had a slightly successful trials run on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Took
what's that
Grimms.
Like?
Yeah.
We took Grimms through. We got to 6 wins. Wasn't too bad.
Played pretty well. That isn't too bad.
Especially on Asylum where it's like, you know, icebreakers everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's every trials game now.
True.
But Baroque, we're going to have to try our hand at another raid over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm 390 something now cuz you know Iron Banner was actually decent to me.
Yeah. I felt bad that we didn't finish it because we got so close and I think that like Drafty had to wake up in like an hour to go to work and it's like you know those nights where it's like you get so close and you're like, "Man, you got to go to bed and like not accomplish this thing or finish it." And I felt really bad, but it just, we couldn't complete the guy
anymore.
So, yeah, felt bad.
We didn't complete Crota. He's still out there, semi-fulfilled.
Mocking us.
Blue balls.
But we had fun, though, and that was that was important. And then, yeah, I didn't really play much Destinies except for Friday night I got on, and I wanted to play some Iron Banner on PS4, and I played with Det Ben Malone from Barely a Destiny Show.
Oh, cool, cool.
And then Des Raven from RNG Cast. And Narwolf from our Discord. But it's funny, though. We didn't even know it was him until, like, he had to get off, basically. Because Ben was like, I don't know what we were talking about. He's like, yeah, you know that guy Narwolf said he got a PS4 and asked to, like, run stuff and... You know, I haven't heard from him since. And then he's like, yeah, it's me. Because his name is like, I forget what his PS4 is. I have to look, but I think it's like tinywing_GW. He's like, yeah, Narwolf, GW at the end. He's like, oh shit, I didn't know, man.
How do you not make that connection?
Well,
yeah.
But it's so funny.
The name is so close.
It's like, I mean,
GW. I thought it was George Washington.
Ben wouldn't talk shit, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, so it's like walking that fine line between like, shit, what did I say something? Again? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't say anything bad when I was just saying that. But yeah, it was funny. He's like, yeah, I really wanted to play with that guy. I haven't heard from him. I don't know what it is. He's like, yeah,
I've been here the whole time.
It's me. We've been playing together all night. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I didn't know it was you. So, but it was fun, you know, talking podcasting stuff and shooting people in Iron Banner, and it was good times. I'm still not used to that controller, and I don't think I ever will be, but it's fun chasing stuff again, to the point where I was like, shit, I have 3 coins, why aren't I using this? Because I never use 3 coins anymore, because what do you really need at this point? If you've put 2,500 hours into a game on one console, there's not much you need, but...
Yeah, I started doing that, and then I realized this weekend I finally actually went and saw Xur, because I keep forgetting on Xbox, because I had...
Oh, shit, I forgot
1,760-something strange coins by the time I went and saw them. It's like, huh, maybe I should start spending these.
Get some glass needles and re-roll some exotics. That's what I did.
You need exotics. Well...
No,
I mean,
roll some exotics.
No, I know. I'm saying like we need exotics on PS4.
Yeah,
on Xbox. Yeah, glass needles.
Get
that
god roll.
So I finally did use one because I finally remembered.
I got some god roll exotic to drop. Aspects.
And what happens it's for a warlock. And I'm just like, nope, that's going to go into something else because I don't got a warlock on PS4
yet. But it's exciting now when I go from like 379 to 380.
<It's> like, fancy.
Flash out. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's as far as I've gotten Destiny-wise this week. There's not much there to talk about.
So what do you want to see from Destiny 2 tomorrow? E3?
Pole Dancer? That should be good.
I want to see... Yeah,
we'll see the Pole Dancer.
I saw something on Twitter that I think somebody got to play something. Maybe it was like a behind closed doors thing where they were actually in the European Dead Zone area and they got to go on a, I guess maybe one of those adventures there. They got to go to a town and met up with someone and then they send you on an adventure. And they were saying that it really fleshed out the world. Like it really made it feel like something.
Yeah.
I think we lost Stu again.
It's Stu.
That'll happen. He'll come back soon. And I don't know. I would really like to see more about that. I'd like to see more about the adventures and the dungeons and the things that they told us about regarding how big the map is and how many things there are to do with Destiny.
Show a secret like area.
Yeah.
Better. I hope maybe they have like a video of like, this is how Ikora Ray started. Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
Oh my gosh. What if they did that? Like for E3, if they did like Cade or Ikora and then Gamescom, they did the next person. That would be awesome.
That's kind of what
I was just doing like, because basically they showed off mainly the Warlock and then they gave us the Titan. Now they're showing us the Hunter. It's like, well, show the, you know, like not do it all Hunter centric. So that's why they do Ikora. And then show off the new, you know, Pole Dancer, basically. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, they're going to be doing the Titan and show off Cade 6 intro. That'd be awesome, though. Just, like, they each have one. And because you kind of want to know, like, now you've seen Zavala, you know, kind of grow and from the beginning. And now you kind of want to see, like, okay, how did Ikora become the Vanguard? How did Cade 6 get there? Like, how did they wrangle Cade 6 in?
Yeah.
How bad is Stu's internet?
It would be...
What the fuck is going on?
I plugged in the Ethernet cable. It should be better now.
I know.
I want to see Cade 1 through 5.
What if that was his original fire team? The Cades.
KB.
What if?
Totally.
I don't know. This is all going to be dated by the time this goes out. We'll already know. It's pretty exciting, though, and especially since it's going to be, like, at 6 o'clock for us. Hopefully I'll be able to watch that one, because I certainly wasn't able to watch Xbox today. I had to go back and watch all the videos afterwards. And I got to say, dude, the Anthem looks awesome. And I know everybody's starting to say that, you know, they're trying to be like Destiny, and who wouldn't, you know? It's look at the community. Who wouldn't want a success story like that? I mean, there's a lot of Destiny detractors, but I think there's definitely more people that are on board, especially now with Destiny 2 coming out. That game looks like the look of the game is gorgeous.
Yep. Yeah.
And
those powers they had and shit. Oh, yeah. Dude.
And it runs. Cool. Yeah. It runs that way in 4K on Xbox One X.
Ooh. The Xbox. Get it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed they didn't stick with Scorpio.
Yeah, I saw a thing before it started, and they're like, "We've got a leak of what the name is. It's going to be Scorpio." And their whole comment was, "Why wouldn't you do that? Because I mean, the name works." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Hell yeah."
It's not just that it works. It's that people have known it as Scorpio for how many months now?
Oh, for years, you know, I feel like.
Xbox One X.
Or at least a year.
Kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
Well, I think Destiny was Project Tiger before that, right?
Well, consoles have always been the...
They always have
weird names. Whatever.
The GameCube was the Dolphin. Or Revolution, like, you know,
it's gonna be interesting going to the store and going, "Hey, I want an Xbox One X." Or like, was that the S or the X?
I want the triple X.
I did laugh. Someone posted a picture. It's like, oh, we see what Xbox is doing. This is going to be the X. Next is going to be X2. Then you're going to have X3, the final stand. Then X Origins with Wolverine. And then X, you know, Days of Future Past. And I was like, that's pretty damn funny.
The only thing that sucks is there's no exclusives for the X.
Like Forza?
But it's not an exclusive, though.
No,
it's not exclusive to only the X. It's going to be available, so Xbox. You know, the older one.
Yeah, but it's not a next gen. It's just like it's still this gen. It's just they're making
Gen 0.5,
yeah, which kind of holds it back though.
No, because they said
not if it's rendered in 4K.
They think they're going to either have a patch to make them like they're doing with Forza. No, because I read an article before and they took Forza beforehand and they just ported it over and it natively ran better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It natively ran better. They put it on 4K, 60 frames per second, biggest ring, all the cars they could, and it was only half using the video processor, and they're just like, but they didn't have to do anything to the actual code of the game to make it work. It just worked.
Yeah.
So designers can build everything extra they need for it very simply.
Forza did look pretty incredible.
Dude, it looked fucking amazing.
When they were showing, when it was the roads through, I guess, the mountains in, Dubai, I mean, that looks incredibly real.
Yep.
It looks gorgeous. I don't think I'm going to get one this year. That'll probably be, a next year thing for me. And they're also dropping the price of the Xbox One S, so it's going to be, what, $200? $200 now. And it's a great system. Wow. I'm going to be fine with that. I will probably wait until next Christmas before I start thinking about moving over to an Xbox.
Just hoping anybody with that upgrades to the X can, and I think you can play with the Xbox One S or all the older systems, I think.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But are you sure? Yeah, did they say that today?
What?
All the Xbox One games
will be...
Yeah, everything is... There's parity with everything.
Xbox One X.
But the Xbox family
can talk to each other. They can play with each other.
And your accessories work and all that good stuff. So
it's okay.
You don't have
to buy
a new Elite.
I laughed so hard at the
But if I did
Minecraft,
have to buy a new Elite, where would I buy one?
Well, you could go get one at Mod Junkies. They'll mod it out for you however you want. Hey, don't forget to use the discount code DTP for 10% off.
But no, Minecraft, I did laugh. They're like, we can play it across everything. Tablets. Nintendo Switch, the Xboxes, and I'm just and then they totally left out PlayStation, so it's like, somebody didn't play nice.
The only bad thing too is, you know how PlayStation Pro has that thing in writing saying, a PS4 Pro game won't run at 60 frames if it can't on the PS4?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't do that with Xbox. Xbox X, it can run at 60.
Yeah,
when Xbox One can run at 30. So that's going to be a big advantage.
Well, they're like, fuck you guys with your regular Xboxes.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, it does look awesome. I don't know. I mean, my wife just
paid to win.
She just got me this one last week, or last Christmas. Last Christmas, I can't be like, hey, there's a new one coming out. I got to get that one too.
Racer's going to be pissed at Frosted Flakes. Be like, why couldn't I have gotten the Xbox One X?
Well,
it was special K.
He could whatever.
And it was his wife's.
I think it was like a special K almond, vanilla almond, actually.
Yeah, it
which
was
incidentally
his wife.
Is delicious. Yeah. Hey, special K, if you want to hook up a sponsorship, get at him, boy.
Well, the funniest part, he didn't even eat the cereal. He just fucking took the damn coupon, said he won, and mailed it, and just left a big old carton with a bag.
Yeah. Big hole on the side of the thing. Another game that I thought looked really good, and you guys are
that's hilarious. You couldn't even wait for her to finish her box of cereal.
No, she's eating cereal with a big fucking hole in her now.
Which is funny because it was actually a sticker you could just pull off, but
yeah, well, he's a caveman, so Racer
hole in a box.
Racer cut hole in box. Racer win Xbox. Not wife cereal, Stracers.
What was the other game that I really liked? Was it A Way Out? Oh, Sea of Thieves. Yeah. I've been sold on Sea of Thieves for a long time, dude. That's going to be so much fun. like all of us on a pirate ship together trying to find people to shoot. This is going to be awesome.
Dad Tells Pirates.
All I know is at some point we're going to have the song in the background. In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
Well, maybe you'll. I'm not
putting that. That'll look cool.
Dude, I'm going to so shoot myself out of a cannon more than once.
But yeah, A Way Out. I saw the trailer for that last night. That looks really cool. It's the co-op game where I guess you go to prison and then you and a buddy go through the story together, and you got to break out of prison and then go on adventures.
Isn't it just couch co-op?
Is it?
Like, I don't think there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I watched one of you know Boogie 2988. He does his Francis Page videos.
Hello, friends.
Yeah. Whatever. That's what he said there. So.
Well, maybe I'll play it with my wife. I don't know.
Yeah, you will.
I'll be like, honey, let's break out of prison together. And she'll be like, fuck that.
Not tonight. I have a headache, honey.
What are some other cool games? I was trying to catch up on all the trailers before the show started so I can have some.
Lawbreakers looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I watched that this morning.
The last night, that one, when I was watching it, I seriously was like, dude, they're making like a game of Blade Runner? And then it's like, the last night, I'm like, oh, it's not. But it looks like it could be.
What was the first game they showed? Fuck, what the hell? With the trains and crap?
Oh, Metro?
I think
Metro Exodus?
That looked really nice.
It was called Trains and Crap.
Yeah, you know, Trains and
Crap. Metro, Trains and Crap. Well, that looked really nice.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, but the biggest game I'm actually looking forward to is the Ori sequel. That thing looked fucking amazing.
I thought you were going
to
say Cuphead.
That is definitely
Cuphead.
On my list.
Cuphead looks great. I didn't watch
the Ori. I've been waiting for Cuphead since last year, and then they finally put a date on it this year because they actually announced that at last E3.
Yeah, it took me back to my childhood. Old school cartoons. I was like, oh my god. Awesome.
If your child was in like 1930.
Hey, we got shows late in Mexico, right?
Sorry.
He's still waiting for the third season of Friends.
Have you ever watched The Munsters?
You watching Steamboat Mickey?
Dude, have you heard of the show Animaniacs?
That's great.
Speaking of the brain, it's just crazy, man.
Dude, have you guys ever heard of Pokemon?
Go down to Mexico.
I think it's going
to
be big.
Everybody's dressed like Richie Cunningham. Like, they're walking around going, hey, with their thumbs up.
Fun.
That's a Happy Days reference for all you youngsters out there.
Totally.
What else is pretty good? I don't know. Well, I guess there wasn't like a ton. It is only like the first day, so. But definitely looking forward to PlayStation's tomorrow to see what kind of stuff they're going to have on there. But I think Xbox did a good job today, for sure.
Yeah, I think they had a good mix of everything. Platformers, racing, fighting.
Yeah.
Everything. So,
are y'all good with the price point for $4.99/X?
I think it makes sense. I was expecting that.
I actually thought it would be higher, so $4.99 I think is a bargain, to be honest.
Is it smaller than the Xbox One S?
It is smaller than the One S.
Wow.
Liquid cooled and everything.
It's
crazy.
It's only like a little bit shorter. It's about the same base, but it's just shorter and more compact. And there's no place to plug in your Kinect, it looks like. Like natively. It's like the One S where you have to have that adapter.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even use it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't use mine anymore.
Yeah, mine's on a shelf right back here behind me.
Whatever. Me and Cortana are cool.
Yeah, no, I hear you talking to her all the time. Cortana, record that! You guys are always yelling at her. Cortana! Record that! Where's the meatloaf?
Bitch! Fucking listen to me.
What's she doing back there? I don't know what she's doing.
But I mean, honestly, that's a really good price when you can also bring over all of your old controllers. And I mean, you don't have to go out and buy new everything. That's actually a pretty good price.
I feel like
it comes with an Elite, right?
Ooh, does it?
Or no?
I don't think so.
It's like somebody took your Xbox One S and took it to West Coast Customs or Orange County, or like Pimp Jesse right. James's or Mod Junkies, and took it there and they beefed it up and then gave it back to you. So it's still like Xbox One. It's just very, very powerful.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, I watched a video and it's like
all the old Xbox games are coming backwards compatible too.
That yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
Now, that's something that Sony has a problem with because they haven't been able to do any of that. They have, like, the PlayStation
Now.
There's yeah, is it PlayStation Now where it's like the
PlayStation Now where you can pay you for a subscription fee to play them, but...
But that's it. Like, you can't stick the disc in there and it'll work. You know? So... Oh, which reminds me, I gotta get a cancel. I gotta cancel
stick
my...
The what and where?
You can't...
can't stick it in?
Disc. And it'll
the
work.
The disc.
The disc.
Stop putting your disc in there.
Yeah. Don't put your disc in there, bro. What does it really matter? Although I'll probably play Anthem. I'll definitely order that. That looks pretty cool.
You know when it's coming out yet? They didn't announce it yet.
No, there's no date. Like a year.
Oh, there
like
wasn't a date? Still, okay. So. All right, never mind.
Yeah. Anthem's coming out. Eventually.
That
I still have D2 is on the Xbox One X. That way I just got to buy one copy.
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Well, I guess I can play the old one anyway, right? Yeah. It'll upscale it anyway.
Hells yes. Yeah. What? So. Hold on. There's not going to be different discs, right? It's just going to be one game and it...
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's really about that? Well, that's actually a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure because
an Xbox
it's be...
One game is an Xbox One game.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's just in the Xbox One.
But is an Xbox X game?
Like there are none.
There's
not a
that was my point.
It's
I don't think they're going to be
one. There's only going to be Xbox One. I think it's going to be like the old 360 where you put a game in and then it's like, this has to update and then it downloads the whatever to make it work.
And you get better visuals.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be because it's not a new console. It's still working off of how these new gen consoles operate, which is kind of weird because it is better than this version right here. You know, typically that would be it, you know, like every generation
like you said before,
gets
like,
a little bit more beefier
the
than the one before.
Yeah, then there's like the mid-tier powerful Xbox S, and then there's the powerful Xbox One, the X.
So they're handling all the upgrades through like a software update anytime.
Yes,
probably.
Yeah.
Guys... Well, that's why I'm guessing because of they're going, oh, these five games will receive the free update for it right away when you get it, you know, Forza... Gears of War, like those are all Steve, and that seems to be the model they're going to use because that makes sense.
That's cool.
Did you guys listen to the new Bungie podcast that came out this week?
No. Not yet. No.
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I won't bring it up. We'll talk about it next week. all right. You want to move on to some other stuff?
Sure.
We could do.
Sure.
Boost, do you want to do the.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said?
Do you want to do that's what he said, or do you guys want to do DTP top three?
Nah, let's do it. That's what he said, I think.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
You get to participate.
I know, I get to participate. Who's
I don't even remember what the fucking question was. So
I do, because I forgot to send it to him, and I only sent it to him at like 10 o'clock.
I was like, Justin, you know, send me your... Okay, so the question was, hey, my eyes are up here. Stop staring at dot, dot, dot. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, my eyes are up here. Stop staring at the dingleberry stuck to my pubes.
Rocker?
Rocker.
Justin.
I'll go. Rocker on that one.
You're not convincing me there. That's Justin.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
By the way, do you have a notebook and are you writing this down to see who wins?
I am.
Okay. Do you have a fancy notebook like I have?
I have a mead.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, Mr. Baller. Fancy Pants over there, mine's like name brand.
Mine's a Staples, sorry.
Mine's a Kirkland brand.
Hey,
Mine's a Dollar Tree.
My eyes are up here. Stop staring at my Microsoft Johnson. The doctor said it's totally normal and happens to a lot of guys.
Meef.
I'll say Baroque.
I think this is a Justin.
I think it's a Meef.
I think it's a Meef too.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Meef didn't answer one.
I wasn't going to tell him.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for not including me in the effing segment, you jerks.
Okay, Meef, say one right now.
I wasn't in charge of it.
That would have been great. You get to it, like, everyone's guessing it's me. And
I was going to let it slide. I wasn't going to say nothing, I was you
like,
jerks.
Like, no,
to be completely honest, like, I didn't know Meef was even a guest until we did the intro stuff.
No friend of the show he is.
You know what? To be fair, Kev has had he's been busy this week. So
some friend. No,
I haven't been chatting at all.
No, he hasn't. He's been pretty absent.
Alright, so
we're moving on.
Living life. Alright, well that's not me.
Y'all said me. No. Locked in. No, so yeah. Sorry.
I have the best chance.
You can't
You guys are all saying Meef. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't do one for Meef.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Meef. I love you.
Classic us.
All right, Kev, you're off. That's what he said.
It's off to a good start. That's funny. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, my eyes are up here. Stop staring at my sweet-ass American flag pants, or you get a swift round-ass kick to the face.
Justin.
That's Justin.
Stu.
Stu.
I don't have those pants. That's a Justin.
Okay. And last up. Hey, my eyes are up here. Stop staring at my third nut. His name is Bolton Von Testacrest. Except on Sundays, I call him Steve. But when he's fighting crime, he answers to Rogers St. Lovroy, of course.
Jeez. You know, he's writing a short novel. Stop looking at.
You said that's the last one. You didn't do one yourself?
No.
Oh. I'll say Baroque.
You guys only Meef, Barbecue, and Justin got Rockers right. Rockers was the
Dinglebeard.
The pubes.
Obviously. I mean
Stu was Microsoft Johnson.
Oh. Okay. Not Meef, obviously.
It happens to a lot of guys, okay?
Hey Meef, which one was yours?
American Flag Pants was Barbecue.
Okay.
And the third nut was Justin.
No.
So, suck it!
And the two empty ones were me and Meef.
Yeah, right? Quality.
See, I even forgot myself, Meef, you see?
It's all good.
Oh, I forgot we have the that other question, too. All right, I'm going to do that after. I'm going to do that after DTP Top 3. Sorry, I'm not talking in the microphone. All right. DTP Top 3, that was really funny, though, Kev. That was a great one. Great job, buddy.
Yeah, best part was forgetting me. That was awesome.
God. That's so funny.
Oh.
Dude, I was positive. I was like, okay, it doesn't have any swearing in it. It's got to be me.
Yeah, right?
Like, on super tape.
I know. Me. And then I was mad at myself because I was like, oh, no, he would totally say Dingleberry. Shit, I should have said me for one.
And then Boost, wait. I didn't do it for me.
I didn't even know you were on. Oh, it's so
good. Oh, wait, he's here? Shit.
All right.
He's been on this whole time?
DTP Top 3. Top 3 bands we haven't seen, but want to.
Hmm. Yeah, I got three goodies.
That was iffy for me.
Do it, Kev.
Go ahead, Kev.
I'm going to start off?
Yeah, Kev, go for it.
No, it's not going to be 311 three times because, you know, he has seen them.
Yeah. I think I've seen them a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Pearl Jam.
Hmm.
I would love to see Pearl Jam.
I would like to see Pearl Jam, too. I would no. I've seen Pearl Jam.
They're on my list as well.
It was a long time ago, though.
I heard Eddie Vedder puts on a good show.
Can we wait? Before we move on, can we get some Pearl Jam impressions real quick, Justin?
Shoot!
Wow, sure.
Hello, little breakfast table laid on the wild tea room, young girl. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I came home, five, I came home.
Just like the real Pearl Jam, I have no clue what the hell you're saying.
Congregate until they're much too loud. Well, that's a great song. Rats, oh my gosh, dude. That's my favorite song on Versus.
It's a good tune. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I've never seen Blink 182 live.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah.
No, that's Weezer.
Huge fan, too.
Sure.
Yeah. They're really put on a really good show.
I've seen Tom and Angels a few times, but I've never seen Blink. And finally, Fear Factory.
There you go.
Never seen Fear Factory live. I was gonna go last year, but it didn't.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
I'll go. No particular order.
No particular order.
First one's going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh, I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them too. I've seen fuck you guys. I saw them when they had socks on their wangs.
I saw them on the Stadium Arcadium tour.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, no, my girlfriend's seen them. They've never come anywhere near me, so.
Yeah.
Well, I read his book. They do the way they tour.
Yeah,
is they'll tour like Europe for a year, then take like a year off, and then tour America, North America for a year. Huh. So they have odd touring schedules.
Mm. All right, second band's going to be The Stroke. They actually played pretty close.
The Strokes?
So I said The Strokes.
You said The Stroke.
You said The Stroke.
That's the jury. That's the first line.
The Stroke. The guy gets on stage, he's like, I smell toast. Oh! That's fucked up. That's
wow.
Oh, boy.
It's got dark.
And there goes our sponsor yet again. And,
yeah. Oh, God. The show is sponsored by Mod Junkies. Don't get a stroke. Get a Mod Junkie.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, all
right, moving on.
My every time Meef is on, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The Stroke. That's the best.
I'm crying.
All right, last one's going to be, I don't even know, he's got a band, but John Mayer. I've yet to see him, and I've missed him like 3 times already. And yeah.
Justin can't even get it together.
he's rocking back and forth in his chair. Both of you, they cannot see him.
I see literal tears. I wish y'all could see this. Oh man. Oh man.
Oh. Okay. Woo. I'm gonna try and pull it together. I'm gonna mute my mic. Just keep.
So who wants to go next?
Yeah, all right.
Me? All right.
Yeah,
no order in particular, but one I want to go see is The Muse.
Oh heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I hear they do like a just fantastic show. You know, so why not? I actually thought, you know, Blink 182 would have been awesome to go see, but, you know, I'm trying to like think if I can come up with another one besides that, but that was on my list for sure.
FYI, yeah, they're Muse, not the Muse.
Get it right. Okay, stroke.
All of a sudden, he's an expert in band names over here. Yo, guys, I heard this album. Can't feel my left arm anymore. It's so good.
Oh, man. Fighting it.
And we just lost Justin again. And the last one is going to be Metallica. I have never seen them.
Ooh,
The last time like they were in town and I could have seen them, I was out of town that weekend. It's like, oh.
They're expensive.
Yes.
Nice.
I didn't even
they're so good, they're making them.
Look at them before they have a stroke. I mean...
Oh, man.
I think you better go either Stu or Meef, because, you know, Justin looks like he's still having a
stroke.
Yeah. All right. No, I'll go before I can't talk normally anymore. All right. So the first one I got is Pentatonix.
Okay, that's a good one.
Ever since they won The Voice, Sing Off, I guess it was. I've been a fan of them. And then Slash featuring Miles Kennedy, they did a album called Live in Stoke that's really, really good. And so I think that would be an awesome show. Miles Kennedy is the lead singer of Alter Bridge, who is Creed after they kicked Scott Stapp to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles Kennedy can wail.
You know, Miles Kennedy was in Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He was stand up and shout. Yeah, he was at the very end. Stand up and shout! That's a great soundtrack.
Doom.
That soundtrack is like legit fantastic.
I like that movie when he just starts rapping too, because you're just like, oh damn, I forgot he was a rapper at one point. Because that was, you know... Yeah, that's great.
And then my last one is, speaking of rapper, thanks, Baroque. Lecrae, he's a Christian rapper that is really cool, and I think it'd be cool to see him live.
Sweet. All
right. Like a little rap.
Who hasn't gone yet? I'm sorry, I checked out.
Sue.
Okay.
I haven't gone yet.
Yeah, I haven't gone yet either. I'll go last.
All right. So, Boost.
Paramedics, brought you back.
Boost, you brought up Pearl Jam and they're on my list. And
good choice.
Yeah. It's always kind of that thing. It's just never really worked out when they've passed through Toronto, and I wish I could go see them. Number two, I just feel like regret not buying the tickets, but a number of years ago Roger Waters came through here. And the tickets were so bloody expensive, like Pink Floyd, Roger Waters.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah.
So I think they were like 300 and something bucks for the upper bowl per seat. And I was like, I just can't justify that for one night. But I've always kind of regretted it.
Yeah, because when are you going to see Roger Waters with Pink Floyd ever again?
Well, no, I think the whole thing was like, this is it. I'm wrapping up.
That's it.
So,
and I'm sure they were probably doing The Wall, and they had inflatable pigs.
But I mean, it's a lot of money.
I'm sure he's not like, you know, Rolling Stones, like, all right, the We're Not Dead Yet tour.
No, number one,
I'm not dead yet.
I wish I could go see Three Arms and a Leg. I know the drummer.
Oh, hell
yeah. They're a pretty good band out of Jersey.
I've heard some of their stuff. You haven't heard of them? Their stuff. From the Stone Pony.
Yeah, they're good. Except one time, the drummer, he went to go like flip his drumsticks. He was trying to be all cool and stuff, and he missed. I don't know. That was kind of
that kind of sounds like a horrible show.
Yeah, it wasn't one of their better performances, from what I've heard. But I've heard some of their stuff, and they're pretty good.
I hear Stu's a groupie for him. You know, he throws his boxers on stage. Just
No, I'm the guy that just goes through the crowd, and I'm like, hey, you want to meet the band? How bad?
Oh, jeez.
Meef is the guy who wears the shirt of the band to the show of the band.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
All right. I guess that leaves it up to me. I'm going to keep it together here. One is cake. I've always wanted to see cake.
A good one, yeah.
I've never seen it.
They're good.
Good old Sacramento boys.
Never seen cake. two is the Flaming Lips. I think I probably saw, this is like weird, I think I probably saw them when I was in high school. You guys, like, that was back with She Don't Use Jelly, you know, like, she don't use jelly or any of these, she uses Vaseline. My kids love that song. But Flaming Lips, like, now put on an amazing stage show. I don't know how many Flaming Lips fans there are out there, but I like them. They're kind of quirky and arty, but they're fun.
We're just appealing to the younger crowd at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And then my number one band that I've never seen, I've always wanted to see, is Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen Rush. And I don't think that – I think they're done, too.
They just slapping did their last tour, yeah.
Yeah, they're all done. So that really sucks.
That you can awesome find Geddy see. Lee at Blue Jays games.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Most of the time. He's always there. He loves them.
When I went out to the Destiny 2 event, I watched Behind the Lighted Stage, which is another awesome rockumentary up there with the Tom Petty one. That one is fantastic. So, yeah, I think that's the closest I'll ever get in going to see Rush, unfortunately. But I bet they were awesome. And that is it for DTP Top 3. I miss a lot of it. Laughing at something so fucking dumb. Some things just strike you. All right. So this question I heard on my local radio show that I listen to every morning. It's Preston and Steve out of Philadelphia, and they're really funny. And I didn't even know how I got in the car and they were talking about this. And I thought, like, wow, that'd be a really interesting conversation with all of us just because it was a funny question. So the question is, if you were in a zombie apocalypse and you were faced with a horde of zombies, what weapon would you use to kill the zombies? And what song would you want playing in the background as you did it? And you can't use guns. So I will say barbecue. You go first. Course. I choose you.
You choose me? I think I would take a cricket bat.
Okay.
Those things are pretty beefy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go a little out of the box and go with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, I like that. Upbeat.
Like, I see the vibe
you're going for.
I imagine it being just like that scene in Face Off, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and they're just getting shot up.
Oh, yeah, that was classic. That was great.
But just me running around, you know, going like, dome shot, and busting it over their head, you know. Kind of like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. I like that. Meef.
All right. So I'm going to go with my least favorite Ninja Turtle and break out some Raphael size.
Ooh. Oh, you're getting up close and personal.
He's getting up there.
Little dual wield, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a little classic, Another One Bites the Dust, you know?
All right.
Let's go! Are you ready?
You're having a stroke.
Thanks for that. You should go.
Yeah.
You know who I want to see? The Stroke.
The Flaming Lip.
Pearl Jam.
I'm going to go kind of boring.
And my Blink 18.
Blink 1.
Metallic.
I'm going to go with the good old authentic samurai sword. Because if you get a legit samurai sword, it never has to be sharpened. So they're self-sharpening. And then the song is going to be No Leaf Clover by Metallica. Never heard that song. It is fucking epic.
Okay. Well, since that was what I was going to pick, I'm going to pick the other weapon that we were talking about before.
The Gatling gun.
Desperado. No, yeah, I'll say what it is. Thank you.
Desperado.
All right, Stu, what would you use before we lose you again?
Ave Maria.
He's using his pipes, and he's going to sing the song he wants to listen to.
No, I'm going to. Lucky for me, I've been watching a documentary on zombie apocalypse. So I would use a katana. And, it looks like a lot of fun.
Cool. So you use what I use? Cool.
Well, I didn't hear you because my internet shit the bed again.
Conveniently checked out. So he can.
Someone steal my answer. Oh, I just checked out the call.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to use, can I dual wield some machetes?
Yeah, you could use there a machete.
There you go.
All right.
Can I actually use machete, you know? Danny Trejo?
Yeah, you could choose Danny Trejo.
He is my weapon.
Get him, Danny.
I'm going to kill you zombies. All right, Boost.
Hey, zombies.
Okay. The song I will play is 6 Feet Under, Revenge of the Zombies.
Okay.
If you don't know it.
I don't know it. I'm going to write it down.
It's death metal.
Oh, yeah.
The zombies. All right.
And the weapon. I'm going to go with a mace.
Ooh.
You mean like the rapper mace? You're going to use him?
The little bottle spray can? He's like, oh, three zombies. And then like, oh.
You're like, my eyes.
The wind blew it back in my face.
I put the nozzle the wrong way.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I think a mace would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, they'll get stuck in like one zombie and like here comes six more and you're like, damn it.
Well, the one guy on the radio show, he wanted to use a morning star, which I guess that's the mace that's on the chain.
They're similar, like I think one has like spikes, spikes.
It's a ball with spikes on a chain. Yeah.
Yeah, the same family.
Okay. Now for me, since I can't, you guys already took a katana, so I'm gonna use the crossbow that shoots dildos with knives in the center of them, and I'm gonna do that to. Don't stop me. I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
You can be young, like, go, Wormy.
Great song.
Go, Wormy.
Because I'm having a good time.
Dun, dun, I wish y'all could have seen Brooks. Blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Dildo in action.
Now.
Oh, jeez.
Super slow-mo.
Now, Aaron wanted me to sing, he wrote me on Twitter, he wanted me to sing a Stu song, but I don't know, like, this Ed Sheeran song, so, I'm
what
sorry,
is it?
Aaron. I'll sing it the way I want to sing it.
Is it The Shape of You?
Yeah.
It's that
it
new
is.
One.
You said The Shape
I'm
of Stu.
With your body.
Last
I'm
night,
with the shape
Stu was
of
in
Stu.
My room, now my bed smells like Stu.
Yeah, that song.
Is that how it goes?
Did I yes.
Know it? Okay. Buddy, ask my wife what the stew bed smells like. She can tell you all about that. Oh, no, again? Like, sorry. I drank chocolate milk. I like it. I know I shouldn't.
Here's
can I drink the almond milk, Stu? Come on.
Here's a fun fact. When I was lifting the bookshelf thing that I made and trying to stick it on top of the other one, it was so heavy, the pressure, I kept farting. Like, until my wife was like, I'm so sorry, I can't help
you. He's just like.
That thing was heavy. My shoulders are burning still. Okay. That was good. Okay. Knocked out the zombie thing. Knocked out the Aaron Stu song. Feeling pretty good. All right. Dadstalgia. So, Dadstalgia, my kids are done with school this Friday. Anybody else's kids? Are your kids done already?
My daughter is already done.
Not yet.
When's this Wednesday? It's last day.
So, I thought we would talk about, like, summertime as a kid. Like, what we did. That kind of shits. Man, I wish I had summertime now. And I wish I had the freedom that kids have to just like, okay, right. It's summertime. You're on break. You really don't have to do anything. At least like at my kids'
age. We stay up until 2 a.m. play video games. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so boring in August. I got nothing to do.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine?
Me, I'm like, holy shit. I got an hour with nothing to do. This is amazing.
I know.
August is the best.
This is amazing.
Well, we were, like, sitting talking with our kids last night till, like, 10 o'clock at night because my daughter had all day to clean her bedroom. She had one chore. One. Clean her bedroom. And she didn't
do
it.
I don't
want
to talk about this.
Well, she did it, but she did it shitty. I'm not going to dwell on this. I'm just saying that, like, she did it shitty. And, like, as kids, like, you really only have so much things you have to do. Like, it's not a lot of chores. But when you're kids, you think, like, oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff to do, like, thinking about it now, like, everything that you do as an adult. Oh, my gosh, dude.
I really don't want to talk about this. Like, we've been trying to get my daughter to clean the bed for the last 4 weeks. And today, my wife went in there and spent 3 hours, and it still wasn't done. And it's just, like, my daughter keeps going, like, oh, can I? And, all like, basically, we have sent her in there, and it's gotten worse. It's like, oh, my God. Like, the warning was, you know, if she didn't get it done this weekend, I'm going in there to clean it up. And my way to clean it up involves black trash bags.
Yeah, that's mine too. I'm the same way when it comes to that. I'll just start throwing stuff away. So
I don't care. I watch money go down the drain, and it's just like I don't gotta deal with it no more.
But anyway, so not so much of that. That was just a gripe. That was just more of a gripe that like
broke his pissed.
I know.
Cow.
Triggered.
4 weeks, dude. Four.
I mean, the summertime for us usually was pretty chaotic and eventful.
Well, you had brothers, so.
And you were a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you know?
I just assumed.
We didn't, but now we know. It's part of Meef's Gotcha Podcasting.
But that's when, you know, we found some lawn chairs in the street and, you know, some porta potties getting pushed down the football field. And,
Jesus. Oh, you know, like kids.
So that one summer he found that magazine.
Ghost riding bikes with flaming seats.
He didn't see the light of day for, you know, a week.
We just wander neighborhoods and look for bikes that were like free, you know, like on the side of the road. Free, take
free.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch those videos where they rig up the bike so that it falls apart after?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't steal. I can watch that for days.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm gonna look that up.
On YouTube, oh God, look up
bikes that fall.
Stealing a bike 101.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
I mean, during summer, what did I do? when I lived in Mexico, I'd basically just go to my cousin's house or my grandma's house, and we'd either play cards or just fucking
or try to get in the U.S.
Once I was in the U.S., they would ship me away, actually, to the city I lived.
That was it. He's like, okay, Enrique, how are we going to try and get in there today? It's like an episode of Pinky and the Brain, Spanish edition.
For us, there's a lot of kids in our neighborhood. We just had like a skateboard gang, like whatever mode of transportation we were into at the time. Like either we were all riding skateboards or we were all riding our bikes. We were all riding scooters. And I think like right around like fourth or fifth grade, they were building like a new part of the subdivision. And it was just nothing but dirt piles everywhere, and so it made for some sweet, sweet jumps, bros. And we would
some
do that.
Gnarly jumps and tricks,
dude. No, the gnarliest,
radical,
gnarliest jumps, bros.
So sick.
It was tubular.
We would do that. We didn't really know anybody that had a pool. But what sucked is there was, like, one swim club in my whole town, and it was right next to our neighborhood. So, like, all you could hear across the whole neighborhood was all the kids in the pool, like, frolicking and water splashing. It'd be, like, 200 degrees outside. We're like, fuck, what are we going to do? It sucks.
Yeah, we had, like, a pool in town, and, like, you just didn't go there because everybody else was there. So it's like, nope. I remember we actually did fill up, like, my friend's spa. Like, we drained it and, like, filled it up with, like, we filled it up with, like, just hose water to get, like, cold water in there. Hey, it worked.
I taught my
youngest. I don't think his parents were so happy, but, you know, it was cool for the day.
With that $400 water bill.
I taught my youngest how to drink out of the hose today. Or yesterday. I was like, give me a glass. I was so thirsty. So when we were, like, watering flowers outside, and I was like, here, buddy, try this. And he was like, I want more, Daddy. I was like, I know,
like, that's hose water, buddy.
Like, that's hose water. Make it strong. Hose water is the best.
But never sip it right away. Can I get all that warm water?
Oh, yeah, that hot water. Like, you hit it. You do that one time as a kid. That's like a one-time mistake.
Is it weird that like sometimes you need it from the hose?
Yeah.
Does anybody else get that where I'm like, you know what? I could really go for some hose water. I like that little irony taste that it comes with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like in the...
nice and cold.
You know, the nozzle's just cold. Like, it's just a little bit salty.
Well, and it's also, you know, hose water, there's enough there. It's not like, you know, like...
the nozzle.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Justin Parks and wrecks the nozzle and just puts his whole mouth on the thing.
I do. And, like, my cheeks fill up like...
Oh, man.
I definitely do.
Man, for me, like, we used to just ride bikes around and play soccer. And we had this thing called the Frisbee game, which was basically like freeze tag, but you throw a Frisbee. And... we just call it the Frisbee game. We'd never think to call it the Frisbee game, but you know that came to me about 20 years later, and it's like, yeah.
Meep wakes up at like 3:30 in the morning. Damn it, I have it.
Why? Oh. Missed opportunity.
Were you in the light bikes on fire and freak things?
We didn't light the seats on fire, but the tires, yeah. They were called Hot Wheels.
I had a little Hot Wheels streaking me from... From new construction, but
you know,
statute of limitations. Hashtag.
So I was actually thinking on this, and like, it's basically divided up into pre-car and post-car eras.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing from the pre-car era was one of my buddies. He lived on like this cul-de-sac, and at the end of the cul-de-sac was this little pathway that would go down, and there was a ravine, and if you walked far enough in there, you would go into like a golf course. You'd find, I think it was the 15th hole, 14th or 15th hole. And the green, you could see it. Like, you know, you'd have to trek, you'd have to jump over the water. But what we did for, gosh, I don't know, one summer, probably about a month and a half worth of the summer, most of the summer, we would go there as often as we could, and we would steal the flag. And we would just take the flag from the 14th green and run back in the ravine and leave it there. We wouldn't take it home or anything like that. Just
you were gonna like screw with golfers and like you like wait for someone to golf and just throw a bot on the green, see if they're like, hey, that's air mine. Horn.
Oh my god! I wish I would have known about the air horn thing. I would have totally have done that.
Oh yeah,
that would have been awesome. When I was there wasn't like a ton to do. Well, here's something. Did you guys have parents that stayed home, or were you home by yourself in the summertime? Like, say, around like 10, or that? Like, I never had.
She was a teacher, so she was off in the summer.
Okay.
No, I was a latchkey kid. My parents worked, so it's like, all right. And that was the whole rule of like, all right, street lights came on, you go home.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a phone call.
My cousins and grandparents, actually, we all lived in kind of the same neighborhood. So my grandparents would watch me and my cousins.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have anybody at home. My dad didn't get home till like 6 o'clock at night. So I was like had to run the place. which sometimes kind of sucked because you'd have to keep people out. Be like, come on, man, let's just go in your house. Nobody's home. Let's go do this thing. And we're like, fuck, no, we can't do that. Like, I don't want to get in trouble. But I look at it like two different things, too. Like you said, Stu, like before car and after car. Because I guess, like a little before car, I mean, I had jobs in the summer. Like, I started working when I was 12. And so when
it was illegal, but you worked.
No, it was illegal. I had working papers. I remember going to the middle school and having to get my working papers all filled out and everything. You can only work so many hours a week at that point. I think it was only like 12 hours or something like that. Yep. But you could work at 12, and I did. But once I got a car, you know, I worked more hours, and it was a bar. My dad's best friend owned this bar. So before 12, I was washing dishes and stuff in the morning. And then after 12, I was, you know, as a teenager, I was cooking and doing other things there. So I worked at night. So in the morning, in the summertime, I would wake up and all my friends were lifeguards in town. So I would go hit different pools at the different hotels and just like hang out and swim in the pool all day and then go to work later on whenever I needed to. Chase girls around. There were bonfires and drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Although, we'll address that in another episode. That would be fun. But summertime was always great.
Lots and lots of dirt biking, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We used to
have my Honda 50.
Nice. We always used to have one guy with a quad because he had to carry the gas cans. And the rest of us had backpacks with beer.
We didn't go on a lot of vacations. Did you guys go on like vacations every summer and stuff?
Yeah, that's like my parents are like, all right, this the 1 week of vacation was always in the summer because that way they weren't taking us out of school.
Yeah, us too.
I feel like everybody we know, they always have vacations. Like, I can't afford vacations in the summer. Like Dylan's hockey, that's our vacation.
We had that at work. Like, we were going around for my team at work, and they're like going through, oh, we got to figure out vacations, and they're going around, you know, oh, I'm taking this week, I'm taking this month off to go to Europe. And then they hit me, and I'm like, what's a vacation? And then everybody laughed, and then they went on to the next person.
Yeah. I said to my wife tonight, I was like, hey, I get 3 weeks of vacation this year. She's like, oh, yeah? Well, we don't go anywhere, so I don't know what you're so happy about.
Hey, like, me too. Okay.
You're like, Destiny 2 comes out. All right.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be taking off September 8th. I'll definitely be taking off September 8th. But, yeah, summer times were fun. It was just nice to not have to worry about anything. Like, my kids, they'll go to swim lessons during the morning. And then probably hang out at the pool all day. And then when I get home, everybody will be coming home. And that'll be that. And they'll be so tan. And I'll just be like Mr. Pale, pasty guy.
Yeah, we've already noticed that with my daughter because she has been playing out in recess. And it's like, you've already got the beginning of a tan. I am super white because I work in an office building. I see sun at lunchtime sometimes, and that's about it.
My boys get so tan, it's ridiculous. But it's so funny when they go to take showers and they're all tan and then they have like the whitest asses in the world. But I do think we are going to go camping this summer for a couple nights. So that
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, we had that plan and then life decided differently for me, so
we're going to Hershey and Lake George.
Oh, nice. Hershey'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hershey's good times. I'll just figure out a way to bring my Darth Vader mask.
It's very sexy.
It is.
Yeah, I'll be going to Yosemite actually in like 2.5 weeks or so.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't realize it was so soon.
Yeah, it's the first week in July. We're actually going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're not going to go for the whole weekend just because it's July 4th weekend and it's going to be hell to come back. So coming back that Saturday night.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
What are go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to go down to the beach for the 4th of July, which for me, it's about 4.5 hours or if you have kids, it's about 8.5 because daddy, I got to pee.
Okay, everybody go pee before we go. Bottle. 15 minutes into the rep. I have to go. Didn't you go before? I didn't have to.
Now I need to.
Oh, screw that.
I don't think we're going anywhere this year.
Stu's vacation was, we moved, yay.
Yeah,
pretty much. This is the vacation right here.
The vacation is our appliances and the crown molding and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The bidet.
The bidet.
Do you know how long it takes to get closets produced, to get them made?
No.
A long-ass time. I'm looking at August.
A closet is just a little room.
Curtain rod.
To make those doesn't take
forever.
You're talking the closet inserts and all that crap.
Yeah, I mean like those fancy built-in shits.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
Justin can build you some shelves.
Yeah,
I can build
some.
They might not fit, but he can build them.
Hey, second time.
I'm not doing them myself.
Second time's a charm. That's my motto.
Stu builds them. The shelves are all like, you know, at a nice angle.
My motto is...
This can't be right. It says measure twice?
Cut once, measure twice. Damn. My follow-up question is, so Father's Day is next Sunday, and what are you guys going to do next Sunday? Do you want to record next Sunday, or do you want to do it on Monday?
I don't have plans, so
I'm down. I'm down to record.
Okay. No, I'm down to record, too.
Record.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I'm good for either one.
Okay, me keep you in mind.
What do you guys do? You have any plans for Father's Day? So that we can talk about what we actually did.
Next weekend, me and my wife are also going to celebrate our wedding anniversary because work kind of screwed up today celebrating it. So, you know, we're going to go out next weekend and do that. So that's all I'm doing. But
nice. Have a nice bottle of wine with the missus.
I don't drink, so no.
Have a nice.
I won't. But
have a nice. Seltzer.
That'll be nice. Get a nice bottle of wine for the missus.
She doesn't drink either. What do you?
Well,
no, we're probably gonna go up to the Brazilian steakhouse. You know, all you can eat meat. Meat doesn't have carbs. I can eat all I can eat.
My favorite is going out for breakfast.
If you don't know that,
so we'll be doing. I love breakfast.
Oh yeah, where are you gonna go?
This little local place. They have the best eggs Benedicts.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I
love Eggs Benedict.
Just a local place called Cracker Barrel.
No, we don't have those around here. Wish we did, because they're pretty good.
Yeah, I finally ate one when I went down to the Grand Canyon. Like, that was where we stopped one night, and there was one there. I was like,
was that
we'll
the bottom of Grand Canyon? He went down to the bottom of Grand Canyon. He's like, welcome to Cracker Barrel.
That was when we found out where we were going was closed, because we stayed halfway between where we live and that portion of the Grand Canyon, and found out that was closed and had to make an extra 2.5-hour drive around to the southern part of the Grand Canyon. You know, so.
That'd be funny. Like, you get down there. It's like. You park your burro over here, then you go in your Cracker Barrel. I think we're definitely going to go out to breakfast, too. There's a nice little breakfast place in town here that makes awesome pancakes and all kinds of good stuff. Although, my wife did bring up maybe, like, going to brunch in the city. That would be really nice. But, yeah, I mean, that's just, like, parking and, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
And I had like,
babe, I just want to get laid.
Yeah. But
I feel bad because my wife loves that stuff too, but
yeah.
I'm like, I'm down there every day. And she's like, I'm never down there. I'm like, yeah, but I am.
It's my day, damn it.
Yeah.
Do what I want.
Well, I thought about this, like, even though I've lived in Philadelphia for a long time and my wife is from Philadelphia, like, we've never been to Independence Hall or to see the Liberty Bell or any of that stuff. So I was like, what if we went and took the kids and went and did that? Or, like, we have a membership to the zoo, like, we could go do that. But we really can't stray too far because now that we're doing Summer Hockey League, that's at, like, 2:45 every single Sunday.
You know,
so no matter what you're doing, there's hockey.
It's kind of funny that you said that you guys have lived there for so long and haven't done all these touristy things. Mm-hmm. We were talking the other day, my wife and I, and she was joking. She's like, you know what we should do? We should go down and get on one of those buses. You know, the open air buses
that does the
city tours and all the historical buildings. And I'm like, that might be a really cool idea. You know, be a tourist in your own city.
That's not
actually
a bad
what
idea.
My wife did. Like, for my wife's, not this birthday, but the one before. That's what she wanted. She's like, let's go be a tourist here. We live here. Let's not miss out on stuff. Because, you know, we lived up in parts of California, and we never went and did any of the tourist stuff. It was like, yeah, whatever. We live here. We'll go sometime. And then we move away, and now it's like, we never saw that, and we were right there.
Well, there was this really cool thing. I didn't even know that this was going on, but this week I had to work in the city on Thursday and Friday, and so I actually had to go through where Independence Hall is. I guess they call that Old City, I think. And right near there is this park, and it was like a, and right near there is Chinatown, and so they had the Chinese Lantern Festival. So it was like all these like ornate like Chinese structures and things from mythology, but they're all nice. They're all like a canvas material, and you could tell like at night this whole place is lit up like awesome. Like it's some kind of carnival every single night.
That's cool.
So I'd like to go check that out. I mean, I don't think we're going to do that Father's Day, but
slip.
I don't know. I want to go do something at least. I feel like Father's Day, I wake up and just expect to, you know, somebody cook me breakfast and then I sit around and watch TV or do whatever. Like I want to go this year. I want to do something with the kids. You know, I want to go do something and be a little active anyway. So I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. Yeah, I want to sleep in without my daughter
maybe
yelling
Home Depot,
at something.
I don't know. I don't know if I have enough time. So, all right. Well, let's close this thing out with some Gamer Tag of the Week, and then that'll be that. So, anytime we're out and about in the Crucible, or I guess anywhere out in Destiny, if we find a Gamer Tag that we find funny, we tell you about it, and that's kind of what we do. So, this week, actually, this gamer tag of the week came from Stu. Do you want to tell us your story, Stu?
So I was walking around the tower picking up bounties, as I'm wont to do, and I got a message, and it was just, "Are you on that podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am on that podcast." So I replied back with pretty much that, "Yes, I am." And he was like, "Oh, cool. I like to listen." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And now I don't really know exactly what was back and forth, but I was all amped up. I'm like, "Guys, someone messaged me in the tower. He recognized us from the podcast.
Send me pictures of your D."
Anyways, the guy's gamer tag is, "What the fuck's a gigawatt?" So
No, you gotta say it right. What's a gigawatt?
Yeah.
I love that.
WTF a gigawatt.
Oh, that's so funny. I saw that. I was like, "Oh, that's part. That's gamer tag of the week right there." That is great.
So yeah, no, we actually we linked up and played some Iron Banner. Cool dude.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Shout out to Fluffy Fingers MD. He somehow, I think he's on your friend list or something. He had mentioned. So yeah.
Awesome.
You pimp out that Discord.
He's in there. I don't think he's very active.
All right.
Hey. Neither am I.
Well, we had another a runner-up came from Arisen Phoenix, and he sent one, and it was Craven Moorhead.
Ooh.
Wow.
Unique.
Which...
Is that an Irish
Craven
name?
Moorhead.
Yeah, Craven Moorhead. And I told him, I was like, "That is perfect, but I have a story for it, and you'll have to wait till the podcast." So... And I'm kind of waiting to tell.
Listen,
this.
If your story is that you told a girl you were Craven Moorhead, that's not really it's not unique.
No. It wasn't that. That goes without saying. No. In the summertime, I briefly had a job working at the, what do we call it? Not resort, but a country club in my town. And so we would have to call out names for, you know, when their tea times were ready, if they were sitting in the bar or whatever. And so we used to chat out funny names, you know, like, you know, Al Keyhall, like that type of stuff. But my favorite one was always Craven Moorhead. And that was a good one. So it made me chuckle when I saw this. So both of you guys, what the fuck is a gigawatt? And Craven Moorhead, GG's. GG's, guys. That's going to be it for us for this week. That's it. We did it.
Did it, guys.
Ate it.
Episode 49.
It is not 2 o'clock in the morning this week. Oh, my God. Last week was a disaster. It was a good show, but, man, did I fuck that one up big time.
Time zones are a little
so
hard.
Tired. I
it's
felt
a lot,
so bad.
Darian.
I felt so bad. I was like, 11:30. Shit, no, it's 12:30 there. Oh, God. What a dumb. So, anyway, that's going to be the end of the show for us this week. If you would like to follow us, you could do so at Dad's Tales on Twitter. You could also go to dadtalespodcast.com. Like I said, you can go there to find everything. Also, don't forget, I know we mentioned a lot during this episode, but don't forget modjunkies.com, DTP, 10% off. Go check it out. I am at JCJesse on the tweets and JCJesse1 on PSN and Xbox. Baroque.
I am Baroque Reaper all across the interwebs, including Xbox, PSN, and other various things.
And also, thanks for joining us this week, friend of the show, Meef.
Yeah, I am Meef J on Twitter, and it's Meef Space J on Xbox Live. And I also dabble in a little podcast called Everyday Gamers. I know Sentinel Dad and Canuck have given us a listen, so I really appreciate that. And you guys, I appreciate you allowing me to shamelessly plug the podcast.
You go right in. Well, since you invited yourself on the show this week, I figured I might as well. Because the other day you're like, hey guys, you got a guest for this week? Can I come on?
No.
I was like, oh, yeah,
okay. I'm up, but I can do it, you know? Totally available.
It's not the first time. I've been known to do that time or two.
You have carte blanche with us.
So yeah, always good hanging with you fellas. And you know, y'all mentioned the Discord, but it's really cool just seeing like everybody, you know, forming up groups and stuff, and some of the stuff that's going on in there. Like, you know, we just started a weight loss challenge. I imagine it's not too late to join that for anyone that hasn't joined the Discord and is unaware. But you know, y'all started the dad improvement section
as dads,
and yeah,
we got those dad bods. We have the DTP Hunger Games going on right now.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of people that are like, "Hey, I want to lose weight," and so we're gonna do like a little fitness challenge, and there's a little reward for whoever, you know, drops the most lbs or stones, Bonge, if you're listening. so that'll be cool. And I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I had surgery a little while back and I've just been kind of laying around, so I need to trim a bit. So, yeah.
I don't know. You're pretty damn sexy.
Meef's idea of I need to trim a bit because I've been laying around, and then my idea of I need to lose some damn weight because I'm fat as hell.
I need to lose a neck. Meef needs to lose.
Meef needs a haircut. That's what he needs.
Yeah. Meef needs to lose like a chicken nugget. I need to lose like a 20 piece, you know, seriously.
I saw an order came up for like a Vexwax shirt. It was for a medium. I'm like, who the hell's ordering a medium?
And that's not our Meef audience.
Like, oh, good grief.
Those things do shrink. So it's a medium now.
Meef rocking the cut look like. Hey, check out me!
Next. Yeah.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Looks like an Under Armour shirt.
Well, Meef, my like Tim Bro. Tim Bros for life.
Tim Bros.
All right, Rocker. How about you, bud?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch, NFG Rocker Dude. And I'm actually going to start putting content on YouTube. So if you want to go to youtube.com/NFG Rocker Dude, it's not an actual URL, but it'll take you to my page. And I actually just dropped my first attempt at a montage.
Oh, so
if you guys want to check that out,
go check it out. Slam that subscribe button, people.
Yeah.
See, just slap that like button.
Hold on. Keep it going. Vamp for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, dude, come on, fam, slam that like button. If you like the content that you see up here on NFG Rockers thing, you know you're all my bros. Hang out anytime.
Yeah. Right. Sweet.
Totally.
All right, Boost.
Boost KDV, Xbox, and Twitter.
Thank you, sir. Stu.
You guys got me sweating over here. My battery's about to die on my laptop. At Stu got some. I'm like, oh, he's getting to me last. Are you sure? Just the way that things go. I'm on Twitter. You can find me there. That's I'm sure good. Of it.
Yeah. I was waiting for I'm Stu.
Don't forget the underscore
like,
people.
I hope I get a chance to at least sign off before my battery dies, or they're going to be like, oh, that guy's internet again. Ugh.
And don't forget to listen to Sue's joke at the end of the show.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic. You're going to love it.
And that's going to do it for us for this week, guys. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
phage.
Ooh.
I haven't told this joke in years. It's just I thought of it the other day and I was like, how can I tell it to these guys? But it's the visual medium that works for it. So
okay.
We ready?
I'm ready. I'm recording.
All right. All right. So there's these two guys over in Italy, Giuseppe and Pierino. And Italy, you know, it's very...
That was hilarious. Oh, my God.
You know, Italy's a very...
It's very visual. It's so visual, he's going to turn off his camera.
Joe QOP, it won't let
you. It's like frozen.
This is the intro right here.
I'm so glad I recorded it.
This is funnier than the actual joke.
That's the best joke ever.
You know, he's going to come back on and be like, huh? What do you think? What do you think?
Do you get it?
Your video cut out. Can you retell it?
Get it? Canada has the worst internet ever?
Wow. They go to bed, they're like,
No, he's still going.
still going.
Stu, you cut out like the minute you started the joke.
What?
Oh my God. He's over there doing charades and shit. Nobody's
seen anything. Oh, it froze up for a solid 45 seconds.
You started the joke here like there's these two guys, Pepe and Giuseppe, and
you know Italy's a
and
real.
And that's the last time I had tequila. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing the whole joke again. Fuck that. Fuck it. It's a good joke. The Pope tells them to go fuck themselves at the end.
Make this stuff up anymore.
Good joke.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Hold on. I gotta stop it now so I can clip this and put it at the end of the podcast.